Hello, everybody. Today is Monday, July 17th, and you are listening to Branching Out. My name is David Lopez, and I'm joined today with a special guest, Brian McMahon from the Kiwanis of Thousand Oaks. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Brian, so what brings you in today is we're talking about the Brewfest, which is coming up.
Brewfest is August 3rd, which for some people might think, why a Thursday afternoon? A strange time to have an event like that, but it's the 11th annual, and we found from early on that the vendors are much more inclined to participate in the event on a Thursday afternoon, evening than a weekend because they can free their staff up to pour for us.
And very cool. Very cool. And before we dive too much deeper into Brewfest, I kind of wanted to talk about your story and kind of Kiwanis and what makes your organization kind of stand out. So tell me a little bit about Kiwanis from your standpoint. What makes you guys special?
You know, I retired recently. I was a physical therapist in the county here for almost 40 years and was looking for some ways to get involved in the community. Walked every Sunday with one of the city council members, Bob Engler, who's become a good friend of ours. And Bob's a member of Kiwanis. And he said, hey, if you're looking at community and getting involved, why don't you take a peek at Kiwanis? And so he invited us to a meeting. We found the group to be awesome. I mean, just some fun-loving people that are incredibly dedicated to this community. And it was a really good fit. So it's one of the best decisions. My wife and I both joined, and it's a fantastic organization.
Very cool. But what exactly, as you said, the community organization, and that's really what appealed to you. But what was it exactly that you went and you saw and you went, oh, these people are all here for the right reasons. I want to be a part of this.
Exactly. It's amazing how many things Kiwanis, and to be honest, there are many service clubs in this community. This community is super lucky. It has a lot of people that care deeply about it. And a bunch of them are in Kiwanis. There's others like Rotary, et cetera. But this one in particular is a group that does a lot of hands-on things. We don't just raise money. We do a lot of service in the community. One of the things that they love to do is cook for people. So when you go to a community event like the Love Run or the Ott Run or the Cancer 24-hour walk, we're the ones there cooking breakfast for people. Cooking lunches. We did it for the local girls softball events that they had. We get really involved with food as it relates to community events and just an amazing number of different things that this group does in the community.
And I will say, I'd vouch for the pancake breakfast after the Love Run was phenomenal. So
there you go.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit and dive back into the Brewfest, which we touched on. You're having the 11th annual this year. Of course it's a great evening. People like to go out and experience the local breweries that will be offered there. But what is the bigger goal here? What are we raising funds for through the Brewfest?
So that's the primary reason we do the Brewfest. It is our primary fundraiser for the entire year that funds everything that we do. And most of what Kiwanis does, their mission is to serve the children of the community. So we do a ton of things for kids. Some of the things that we do, we have a Bikes for Youth program where people donate older bikes. We have a crew that tunes them up and gets them all ready to go. We get helmets and locks, and we distribute bikes to kids in need that otherwise wouldn't have them. And that can be a life changer for some kids. Older kids in high school now can ride a bike to work and get a job, and they're much more mobile. And so that's one of the things. We do a lot of the leadership programs, both at the elementary school, junior high, and high school program. Most people might be familiar with Key Club when they get to high school, but that's all run by the Kiwanis Club in partnership with all the schools in the community. So it's a way to introduce kids to leadership and community service. There's just so many things. We do Meals on Wheels. We do a lot of things. So whatever interest someone might have, and for me, it was very easy to just find something to plug into because there's so many options of what the group's doing in the community.
So who are some of the big name vendors that you're going to have this year? If we can run down a few of those right now.
Sure. I thought you might ask that. So from a beer point of view, we have Red Engine Brewing. We've got Angry Ferret, Eureka Brewing Company, Malibu Brewing Company, Ladyface, Petals and Pints, Flying Embers, Institution Ale, Enegrin, Tarantula Hill, 14 Cannons, and others.
Okay.
So we have the breweries. We also have some specialty beverages. So those would be Oak and Iron's going to be out there pouring. We have some cider. We've got a couple of wineries, Civilization Winery, Four Bricks, and Geisinger. So there, you won't go thirsty if you come to the Brewfest.
And explain to me, I've actually never had an opportunity to go, but how the driving situation, how does that all break down if I'm going, we have a designated driver, how does admission work in that process, and kind of break down how that all works?
Yeah, I mean, so basically most people drive themselves to the, we do have Uber and Lyft pickup spots there that are available for people. But folks park basically on site. We have people that assist folks. To be honest with you, we have had very little trouble with people over imbibing at the event.
Okay.
It's a generally a pretty responsible crew, but we do have security there and other people that just kind of keep an eye on things.
Okay. And if to get tickets at this point, are they available online?
They are available, going fast. And there is one of the nice things about the event that I think is nice is we limit the number of tickets. So long lines. I've been to some similar events where you may be waiting in line for a while to get food or get a drink. Here, we have plenty of vendors and we limit the ticket sales. But to get tickets, you go to tobrewfest.com. That's the site. And you can get tickets there. We have VIP tickets and we have general admission tickets available.
And let me add the VIP. What distinguishes the difference between a standard ticket and a VIP ticket?
Good question. You just mentioned parking. So where the event is located is Caneo Creek North. I assume some people have been there, but you can park on site, but it's kind of limited and it's a bit spread out. So the VIPs have a special parking area that's right at the event. The VIPs get in a half hour early before anybody else gets into the event. And a number of the breweries have special pours that are just for the VIP people.
Okay.
And that's pretty much the VIP experience.
So obviously the event is called the Brewfest, so based around beer. And you said you had a few wine vendors there as well.
Yes.
But if I want to go participate in the evening and support the Kiwanis, but I'm not interested in drinking alcohol, there are other things for me to do that on Brewfest.
Yeah, there's a ton. I mean, we have one of the best bands in the area, Ignition, that plays. So we have live music, dancing, a lot of fun with those guys. We have a cornhole tournament this year that's going to be fantastic. Prizes for the winners, et cetera. We have a silent auction, a whole bunch of great items, and realizing that all that money goes to support kids in the community. We do have non-alcoholic beverage vendors as well, so you certainly don't have to drink alcohol. You can have plenty to drink. But one of the great things are the food vendors. I mean, so the other unique thing about our event is a lot of times you're sort of limited on, you know, how many times you can go, or they have tickets or something that you get certain amounts of tasting at one booth or another. We're pretty much unlimited. So you like someplace, you can go back, have as much of either the drink or the food. We have desserts. So we have other things there as well. So there's plenty of food. You won't go hungry. You won't go thirsty. And it's kind of all you can eat.
And I want to talk a little bit more about the cornhole tournament. That really caught my attention. You said there were some prizes available.
Dave and Buster's are partnering with us on that, and they are actually running the tournament on site, and they are the ones providing the prizes. You might ask me what they are, and I won't be able to tell you. They're keeping them a big surprise, but I'm sure they're going to be fantastic. Oh,
Dave and Buster's always has good stuff. We're just going through their shop, so I'm sure there's good things, whatever it is that they choose to provide. So that's great.
Yeah.
And talk to me a little bit more, if we can, about the charities that are going to be directly benefiting from this event. Can we talk about who those organizations are?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned the Bikes for Youth program through Kiwanis and the what we call SLPs, the youth programs at schools. But we also do college scholarships. This year we gave out $21,000, I believe, in scholarships to high school seniors at our local high schools. We also participate in the Safe Passage program, the Youth Foundation there. So money goes there. And we also staff their food distribution on Saturdays out there, Meals on Wheels. Relay for Life we support, the YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, and there's many, many more. So if you're a group that services youth and needs some help, the Kiwanis are the people you should come talk to.
All right. And in closing, before we say goodbye here, I would really like to kind of focus a little bit more on the Kiwanis as an organization, because I do feel like, and this is something, you know, my dad is about to be president of the Kiwanis next year, but, or not next year, in a couple of months. But one of the conversations I've had with my dad is, how do you kind of scale the Kiwanis up? I think when people think service organizations, they think Rotary first.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of want to have a little conversation with you about kind of, how do you get your name out there more, you think, and kind of grow your group organically? Yeah.
Well, thanks for asking that question. I can tell you we're super excited about your dad being the president for the next year. And I'm in line not too far behind him. But, you know, the Rotary does put on some really large events, so they get a lot kind of more exposure than Kiwanis does. But we're an awesome organization. It's an international organization, so there's Kiwanians all over the world. We are the largest Kiwanis club in the Ventura County area. We have about 100, I'm going to say, fairly active members. We meet, you have choice in our group whether you want to be a regular member, which means we meet every Wednesday morning out at Los Robles in their banquet room and have breakfast and run our meetings then. Or you can, for folks that can't make Wednesday mornings, we have a Friday night option where once a month we also meet on Friday nights. And I can only say it's a super group of fun people. That's what attracted me. When we went to meetings, I could tell right away this group really cares for each other. They really care for the community, and they have a great time, you know, providing service to this town. And anybody that has some free time, I recognize when I had kids and I'm working and they're in sports and you're up to our eyeballs in things. But as life starts to slow down a little bit for you down the road, it's a great, great use of your time. And you can plug in and do as much or as little as you want. Like I said, I'm a 2-year member, but somehow I found myself in charge of the Brewfest already. And I'm loving it because the people are really supportive. You ask some folks to help you and do things, they do. They all just jump in. You know, it's not your typical group where 10% of the folks do all the work and nobody else does anything. So this is a great way to get the word out to people. Thank you for having me here today. But us being visible in the community is the primary way that people get to hear about us. So I would just love, we want to invite anybody who has any interest in learning more and getting involved in their community, having fun along the way, to come and join us either on Friday nights or on Wednesday mornings.
Yeah, and I will also vouch for those Wednesday morning breakfasts. I mean, they're actually, Los Robles Golf Course, they put on a pretty good breakfast over there. I know once a month you guys get omelets.
Yes, we do. And, absolutely.
Yeah, you got a great omelet chef over there. So, you know, I mean, if you like breakfast and giving back to the community, again, as I mentioned, my dad is involved, but it's a great organization. And you know, just as much as I would say about the Rotary, and I think one of the things that I do enjoy seeing and I like seeing, and you guys do it, is have synergy with these other groups, and you guys can coexist and work well together. And I think that's when the community really wins, is when you have all these organizations that are thriving and working well together.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many organizations in this community and they all cooperate with one another and it's fantastic. So, you know, I would just encourage people to investigate it. Talk to your dad, talk to me, talk to anybody you see at a Kiwanis event, and find out if it's a fit for you, because I think you'd enjoy it.
So one last time before we go, to get the tickets?
TOBrewFest.com. Please go on the site and buy your ticket.
And anything else to plug for specifically the Brewfest that we should mention before we get out?
The only thing I can think of, we have a great silent auction there. So you can get some super bargains while you're contributing to the community with some great things. We have some super bicycles and a variety of other things, you name it. But the silent auction's a highlight of the event as well.
Okay. All right. So silent auction, good drink, good food, place to be.
Good dance and good music. Come have some fun. One of the highlights of the summer season in the Caneo, I would say.
All right, Brian. Hey, thanks so much for joining me and on Branching Out.
Thank you, David.